Proclamation number 3459 of 8th of March, 1945. Union with God. Original state. Unification with God is an inconceivable happiness, for the perfect being unites itself again with the highest perfection, and perfection is the epitome of bliss, because the perfect being is pure love and love can only ever be bliss in giving as well as in receiving. To be united with divine love is the highest bliss because the being is now flooded with strength and light and can create at and shape in all wisdom according to its will, which is also God's will at the same time. The being, which can be constantly active in its abundance of strength, must also be extremely happy, because the activity of the originally created spiritual was destiny, which it could carry out unrestrictedly for its bliss. It has certainly forfeited this bliss through its own fault, yet its striving remains the state of unrestricted activity, i.e., as long as it is hindered in it, it does not feel happy and free. And that is why God helps all beings to reach the original state again, even though the will of the beings resists for a long time. But the original state always means union with God. Because strength and light can only flow to the being in all abundance when it is intimately united with God. Then all weakness falls away from the being, nothing is dark to it, i.e., it does not lack wisdom, it stands in the highest light, in fullest realization, which is always pleasing for the beingness. And everything it possesses it now wants to distribute because it has become love itself, and this love incessantly impels the being to make other beings happy which have not yet reached the same degree of maturity. But constantly handing out also earns it constant receiving, and both mean bliss for the being. Now it can never ever fall away from God, it has recognized God as its origin, it has felt His strength and experienced it as bliss, and never ever can God's adversary win back the being which has recognized God as its father, thus has found its way back to Him. God, however, cares for His children with immense love, He lets them be constantly active, i.e., He revives creations at His own discretion and helps the being again, which is still immature and does not recognize its Father in God. The care for the immature spiritual makes the perfect spiritual unspeakably happy, for now it can again express its love and let the constantly flowing strength become effective. And it is an everlasting working in love in the spiritual kingdom which is also noticeable on earth. For the perfect does not rest until the imperfect also strives towards its aim of uniting with God and thus returning to Him from whom it originated in order to become unspeakably blissful for all eternity. Amen.